I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News. Immigrants make up more than 10% of the population in the Mountain West, and according to a new report, that can provide big economic benefits. Noah Glick has the details.
The study comes from the bipartisan think tank New American Economy, which was founded by former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg and News Corp founder Rupert Murdoch. In the Mountain West, immigrants paid more than $10 billion in taxes in 2017 and have more than $33 billion in spending power. Jeremy Robbins is the organization's executive director. He says immigrants are entrepreneurial, too.
So there are more than 3 million immigrants in the United States right now that have started a business, and those businesses employ almost 8 million people in the United States.
Robbins says immigrants also fill an important labor gap as more baby boomers continue to retire out of the workforce. Across the country, immigrants paid more than $405 billion in taxes in 2017. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
The field of Democrats hoping to unseat U.S. Senator Cory Gardner continues to shrink. John Walsh, Colorado's former U.S. attorney, dropped out and endorsed former Governor John Hickenlooper. Walsh is the second Democrat to quit this month because of Hickenlooper's entrance into the race. Last week, former state senator Mike Johnston bowed out, saying he wanted to avoid a negative primary campaign. There are still 10 candidates left in the Democratic primary, including former Colorado House Speaker Andrew Romanoff and state senator Angela Williams. The FBI says it's reviewing the fatal police shooting of a black teenager in Colorado Springs to determine whether it involved a civil rights violation. 19-year-old Devon Bailey was shot in the back and elbow while running from two Colorado Springs police officers on August 3rd. I'm Mike Purcell with 91.5 KRCC News.